Isaiah Chol Arai, chairperson of the National Bureau of Statistics, says he does not know if elections will be held with or without an updated census, but he says the Bureau is still waiting for orders from the country's leaders.
For census to be undertaken, it is not the Bureau to decide. It is the political leadership to direct the Bureau to conduct a census. So up to now, we do not have such orders. Depending on the timeline, because it's not possible to do it, but we need to have sufficient time to conduct a census. So that will depend very much on the instructions or orders as to when to do it.
Arai says with new technologies available, the agency have reduced a significant amount of paperwork previously involved in undertaking a census. Nevertheless, Arai says the Bureau still needs 3 years to carry out a quality census.
So if you go to the issue of tablets and so on, and then the timing, the minimum would be 24 months, not less than that. But it can go as much as 3 years. Because when you map the country, what we call the cartographic work, by itself, it's supposed to take 1 year alone, and that is the most difficult part of it. And it also depends on the availability of resources, meaning funds. Money must be readily available for you to undertake a census, because the activities are so interlinked. So you finish with this activity, then you move to the next one. Like, for instance, you do the mapping. After the mapping, that is where you now talk of enumeration, that is the actual count. But in between, if there is a space where you do not have the money, then it becomes difficult.
Arai says if the government directs his agency to conduct a census within 12 months, that will be impossible. He says the National Bureau of Statistics is facing funding challenges, which he says has forced many agency employees to look for other work.
The budget we get from the government is inadequate. It doesn't cover. It only covers the salaries and a limited operating cost, and it doesn't come on a regular basis. A general problem, like, for instance, the whole government was civil servants were paid last year in October, up to date. Nobody is paid. So how do you keep people to work? So you'll find that the people are not coming to work because they have no means to come to the office. The issue of also, which is a general problem, is not pertaining to us. The issue of access. There are areas that are difficult to access either because of environmental factors like flooding or issues to do with insecurity.
Arai also says the institution has an unpublished projected statistics of the country's population, which the government could use during the elections if necessary. Arai says, based on the census conducted in 2008, the Bureau has been making population projections and that South Sudan now has a population of 13 million plus. He says the Bureau conducted a population survey estimate in May of last year, but the results have not been released as the Bureau has run short on funding. He says as the national elections draw closer, it is up to the government to use the data from the most recent estimated population survey if a new census is not conducted.
That figure is not necessarily, or the exercise is not intended for elections. But if the political leadership decides to use figures, that will be up to them. But technically, we were not done because of elections. It was done because we need our people to be served with humanitarian assistance. We must know where the people are. We need to come up with policies, women, children, and so on. So we did not do it because of elections. We did it because we want to provide statistics to the government for planning or for policy formulation.
According to the 2018 revitalized peace agreement signed by the political parties, South Sudan is supposed to hold elections in February 2023. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.